Kevin Farris, K-E-V-I-N-F-A-R-R-I-S, 2224, 81392. Kevin is a 31-year-old gentleman who has had a history of mononucleosis, increased Epstein-Barr virus viral titers, low sed rate, has been treated with supplements and vitamins to great response. His muscle pain is a lot better, but he's been having some palpitation. He tells me that his palpitation go back to years ago when he had a full workup done by a cardiologist. He was told that they were his heart was fine. We talked about mitral valve prolapse. He said they told him he might have mitral valve prolapse, but they never received any treatment, period. New paragraph. Patient alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. He says at nighttime he has issues with palpitation in, let's see, about a month ago he had evaluation by Dr. Habadir, who gave him some Ativan. He said the Ativan may have helped, but he's not sure about it. Period. New paragraph. Social, occasional ETOH, no smoking, no drug use, allergy, no drug allergy, COVID immunization, none medications, none medical problem negative, surgical problem negative, except for what was described above. He's alert, he's awake, he weighs 200 pounds. And that's up about 9 pounds, 98%, 97.9, 16, 67. 130 over 78, heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next rows, AVD skin shows, not actually around closer with that vision. We repeated his ultrasounds from September of last year just to make sure there's no changes. There's no changes whatsoever as far as his echocardiogram is concerned, his abdominal ultrasound is concerned. I explained to him that the symptoms of palpitations and issues may be related to high Epstein-Barr virus. Ativan really didn't work for him. He says he's had anxiety about his health all of his life. We talked about using an SSRI, but instead of that, for now, we want to try Inderol, 10 milligram, 1 to 2 every 4 to 6 hours as needed for palpitation. Also, I'm going to set him up for a sleep study. His blood work is up to date. His muscle ache is better. His headache is better. His weight stable. I don't believe doing a titer studies or anything different at this time would help. He's going to come back in a month. I send him home with a prescription for Inderol and evaluation for sleep study with tiredness, palpitation, and other symptoms of hypersomnolence that can be seen in patients with sleep apnea. We'll see him next month. Thank you.